Hi, this is Kimberly Floyd with TakeBackYourTemple.com with your weight loss scripture for today. Day 4, Forward Motion. Today's focus scripture is taken from Philippians 3:13, which reads, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead." One thing I have learned in my Christian weight loss journey is this: God is a forward-thinking and acting God. I meditated on this fact recently when a scripture from Jeremiah 7:23-24 hit me right between the eyes during my morning Bible study prayer time. "But this is what I commanded from them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but followed the counsels and the dictates of their evil hearts, and went backward and not forward." Even though God led the Israelites out of Egypt, a place of oppression, wickedness, and idolatry, in their hearts they never left. Their bodies might have been free in the Promised Land, but their hearts and minds were still in bondage back in Egypt. Too often, we allow fear, emotional pain, and habitual sins to keep us chained to the past. But God sent Jesus to set us free from all of that so that we can move forward in Him. A wonderful blessing to celebrate on Resurrection Day. I heard a motivational speaker once who said that we want the new thing but still want to hang on to the old stuff. But that just does not work. To experience change, we must change. When I wanted to be delivered from emotional eating and food addiction, I had a vision. I saw myself huddled in a dark corner, cold, scared, and lonely. And I saw God bathe in light just behind me. I sensed Him calling to me to come to Him and give Him the emotional burdens that were literally eating me alive. And yet voices were whispering to me that it was safer in the darkness. Imagine that I actually felt safe in my misery. But God's love was so strong that it compelled me to turn around and look at Him in my vision. When I looked, I saw beauty, gentleness, and strength. I trusted Him, took His hand, and haven't been the same. In order to receive real comfort and move forward, you have to let the false comforts go. Simple as that. Yes, it takes courage. Yes, it is scary, and yes, it is hard. But say to yourself that you are willing to go to the other side of hard. That is where your reward is. It is waiting for you. All it takes is a commitment to forward motion, step by step, day by day, and you will get there. Be blessed in health, healing, and wholeness.